Hey, welcome to another episode of Curious Blend. I'm your host, Keller Davis, the owner of CreateScape Coworking here in Austin, Texas. And today's episode, I'm going to be talking all about the idea of third spaces and how coworking spaces are one of the best types of third spaces that you can find out there. Today's episode is going to be all about third places, and specifically third places IRL or in real life. Today, I'm going to talk about the concept of third place and why co-working spaces are one of the best examples of this in the modern world. It's something I've been living in for over a decade now, and running a space like CreateScape, I've seen how powerful it is for connection and creativity and even our mental health. So I'm first going to define what third place is. Basically, a third place is anywhere that's not your home, which is identified as your first place, or your workplace, which is your second place. And I know hearing that the second place is considered a workplace, you might have some questions as to why you're talking about co-working as a third place. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But third places are basically like the coffee shop where the barista knows your order, the library you go to when you need a quiet reset, the neighborhood park where you see familiar faces. It's where community happens without the pressure of home or the hierarchy of work. So Ray Oldenburg's definition of a third place comes from his 1989 book, The Great Good Place, where he coined the term to describe informal public gathering spaces that foster community, life, and social connection. So in the framework is first place, home, where you live, second place, workplace, where you earn a living, third place is a neutral, accessible space where conversations are the main activity and people can meet and mingle and feel a sense of belonging. And Oldenburg argued that third places have a few key characteristics. Neutral ground, where no one plays host, leveling, social status matters less here, conversations is the primary activity that takes place, there's accessibility and accommodation, meaning that it's easy to get to, it's very welcoming, and it has a group of regulars, a core group who sets the tone, and is a playful, lighthearted atmosphere. So yeah, the typical examples you might hear of for third places are cafes, coffee shops, pubs, barber shops, community centers, and parks. And basically, CreateScape is a third place as well. It's a co-working space, and co-working spaces are often a really great source for third places. Now, on the surface, a co-working space is technically someone's workplace a lot of the times, but it can still function as a third place depending on how people use it and how it's designed. So here are a couple ideas as to how these overlap. The third place is about social function. It's not about the job you're doing. So the third place concept isn't about whether you earn money there. It's about how the space operates socially. So it's voluntary to come to a co-working space. Usually this is the case. Most people who sign up for memberships are signing up on behalf of themselves. Sometimes there are company accounts where there's a few people here, and you could argue that, you know, they're here because of the job that they have, but most people, in my experience, choose to be at a co-working space. It's also socially open. You get to meet strangers, acquaintances, and friends. Sometimes there's someone who just has a day pass or they're visiting from out of town. Other times it's the regular co-working members that you see every single day or someone who shares a desk next to you. The hierarchy is low. No rigid boss-employee structure between members at a co-working space. So even though people work in a co-working space, the social layer feels more like a coffee shop or a community center than a corporate office. It also blurs the line between work and leisure. In a traditional second place, which is an employer office, culture is often defined by company goals. In a co-working space, however, conversations can drift from client projects to weekend plans without feeling very off task. And people bring in personal hobbies and side projects and community events as well. We have break areas, There's kitchens, patios, there's lounges, and it's encouraged that there's non-work interactions that happen in those things. We actually have a lot of member events that happen either in the morning or the afternoon or sometimes even midday that are mainly meant to be breaks from the workday where you can kind of just decompress a little bit or just have some social experiences with other people. So these are the moments that really make a co-working space feel very third placey, even if you have your laptops open and in the room. The other thing is that for many members, co-working is a second place for their work tasks, but it's also a third place for their social and creative life. So this dual role is especially true for freelancers, remote employees, or entrepreneurs. They might come for the Wi-Fi, but they stay for the casual chats and the shared lunches and the sense of belonging. A lot of people join co-working spaces to get out of their home, to be around other people. And I'll kind of get to some of the psychological elements of what that social element means is in a moment here as well. Co-working spaces lean into the third place qualities by creating flexible seating and communal areas. So it's not just private offices. There are some co-working type offices out there that are just a series of private offices, but at CreateScape, we've specifically tried to design the entire space with a combination of open seating, dedicated spots, and private offices so that you have different options across that, and there's a certain DNA to every workroom that hopefully builds some facilitation of social experiences. There's also hosting social, creative, or educational events. We have a lot of those things that go on if you check out our member calendar. And we also encourage organic conversations and cross-pollination across different industries. So if the vibe is right, people will come even on days they don't have to work, which is the hallmark of a real third place. And so often when we have a happy hour, there's at least a couple people that tell me, oh, this was one of the main reasons I came into the office today, or maybe I worked at home earlier in the day, and then I came in for the happy hour. So that's always great to hear as well. So just to summarize, what makes co-working different from a traditional workplace? It's voluntary participation, cross-pollination of different industries and personalities, and socializing is natural, but it's not forced. And there's a sense of shared ownership for care of the space as well. Kind of like a co-op, we all do our part to take care of it, put the dishes away, make sure we clean up after ourselves, push in our chairs, just little things like that. We're, one thing that I tell a lot of people when they sign up for membership at CreateScape is that it's your office too. Like, anytime that you're a member, this whole space is your office. And I think because of that, there's a sense of wanting to take care of the community and the physical space as well. So I'm going to give some examples from CreateScape. A lot of times there are random kitchen conversations that lead to collaboration out in the real world as well. There are probably so many of these that have happened that I don't even know about because I don't hear everything, but sometimes just offhand I'll hear just from the other room, there being conversations like this, and I think it's always a really beautiful thing. Some of the ones I've noticed firsthand over the years that have happened the most are things like filmmaking projects that have evolved, like people talking about stories, and then suddenly like they're working on a weekend about, for some creative project, or people working on a game together. I've definitely seen that. Or putting together some kind of a party or group social activity that is happening on a weekend. So for myself, I will say that I did produce a short film for a member turned friend years ago, and that was a really cool thing. So it kind of was an organic thing where we both were filmmakers and we were talking about the script that he had and I got to read it. And then, a couple years later, it was a short film that was accepted into Austin Film Festival, and so I was really proud to be a part of that. But it's one of those things that just naturally happens when you run into really interesting minds at a place like CreateScape. So another example that I wanted to talk about is a member finding a friend or roommate or even a partner through the space. there have been so many friendships that have formed at CreateScape over the years. There's members that play chess together and hang out on nights or weekends or go roller skating or have a birthday party. I've personally made some of the most meaningful connections and friendships in my life through CreateScape over the years. And so that's been a really cool thing. Even just the other day on our WhatsApp group, Jerry was posting about roommate, you know, looking for a roommate. And I know other members at CreateScape that have like become roommates from originally meeting here at the space as well. A place like CreateScape, you know, or really any third place can operate as a safe space during major life transitions. So we've had members here who have been either laid off or are going through a divorce, or they just moved to Austin and they don't know anyone. And so these are all challenging major life events where you're looking for some sense of stability and community. And I know people that have fallen into all these categories here at the office, and someone who is basically just coming in to apply for jobs here and needing to kind of do it in a space that's not just in their kitchen. And so it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, having a third place like this where you can be around others. And I'm going to move on a little bit to some of the social elements about this as well in a second. Being around others, and even without constant interaction, does help fight isolation. There's actually quite a bit of research and psychology behind why simply being around others, even without talking to them, helps reduce feelings of isolation. So number one is social presence and the human brain. Humans are wired to be social creatures. Just perceiving other people nearby triggers brain responses that reduces the sense of loneliness. This is called social presence, the awareness that you're part of a shared environment. So even if you're not interacting, your brain gets subtle reassurances that you're not alone in the world. It taps into our evolutionary need for safety in numbers. Being around others historically meant protection and belonging. Number two is ambient belonging. Psychologists sometimes call this ambient belonging, meaning the comfort of being surrounded by others who are engaged in their own lives. So think of the feeling you get in a cozy coffee shop. You might not know anyone, but you still feel like you're part of a collective moment. That background human activity creates an emotional buffer against loneliness. And I think this also kind of speaks to ways in which everyone craves this. You might, if you're at home by yourself, you might put on the television just for the background noise element. It's very similar in a co-working space. Just other people being at work kind of helps you stay accountable to the projects that you're working on yourself. Number three is weak ties and micro connections. Even minimal interaction, like a smile, a nod, or heard conversations, it counts as a micro connection. And so these weak ties have been shown to improve mood and make people feel more embedded in their communities. You don't have to have deep conversations every day to feel connected. Consistent light contact also matters. So it's something to keep in mind. Number four is environmental stimulation and creativity. Being around others also provides a subtle cognitive spark. Background movement, snippets of a conversation, and the hum of activity can break the monotony of solo work. This low-level stimulation can improve focus and for some people and keep motivation from fading during long stretches of solitary work. And number five is co-working spaces as built-in isolation breakers. Co-working spaces naturally support this in the ways that you can be heads down most of the day and just on meetings or just sending emails, but you're still sharing air, space, and small moments with others. That means you get the mental health benefits of social presence without feeling forced into interactions. There's also a factor of how a variety of environment sparks creativity versus working at home in the exact same place every day. One of the reasons that CreateScape is built with four different workrooms here that are all very unique and have different design ideas and lighting and options to sit in is that we like the idea of being able to change rooms and that inspiring different creativity. Like if you're stuck in one place for too long, you might feel a little stagnant, but here there's so many different spaces you can kind of spread out between and hop around, and so that really makes a big difference. So CreateScape has definitely been my biggest third space since the time of my early 20s. I have met so many amazing people here, but beyond that, I've also met people at film festivals, a running group, gay bars, and before that, organizations I was involved with in college, like the filmmaking club. It was just great social benefit for me, and I met so many people through that. But yeah, really since that the time of that, CreateScape has really surpassed all that stuff as like being a space where I've just met so many amazing people that have made such a big difference in my life. And so it's, you know, for me, CreateScape is more than just a business. It's a living example of why third spaces matter in real life. And the reason why I keep saying IRL or in real life is because there are ways that digital third spaces can have a positive impact in your life as well. There might be online communities and things that, you know, a lot of us were also exposed to during like COVID-19 that definitely we had to adapt and make that a third space. But I think there's something about being in person in a physical environment that you can never really recreate with digital spaces. And that's why something like the true meaning of third spaces is so important, and why co-working is such an amazing example that a lot of people don't think about as a third space that you can really take a lot of benefits from. So whether it's a co-working space or a book club or a park, I highly recommend everyone find a third space in your life where you can be creative and meet people and be social and just live your best life. So thank you for listening to this episode of Curious Blend. I'll have a brand new interview next week, so I hope you stay tuned for that. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. And thanks for watching Curious Blend.